Well, I put a wrap on the girls' final with a couple of good interviews. Lisa Kokoto, the second-year head coach, and her standout today, Courtney Hageman, our player of the game. Now turn our attention to the boys' final, which is perhaps the matchup that most have been anticipating. That being number one Point Pleasant Beach against number two CBA. Both teams bringing pretty good winning streaks, you know, overall. Five games for Point Beach, but they had won 18 in a row before dropping a 54-52 decision back in early February to the Patrick School. And then they've won five straight going into this one today. So they are essentially a basket away from being undefeated going into this contest this afternoon. 23-1 overall, trying to avenge last year's loss to Lakewood 39-38. The Beach 0-3 in their three championship appearances last year, 1963 and 1947. So they have never won a short conference championship in school history. Just the opposite for CBA. The Colts have won seven straight coming into their contest this afternoon, 17-4 overall. Their last championship back in 2010, an unbelievable run, started in 1983 with a 61-58 loss to Red Bank, and then wins in 84, 85, 87, 88, 90, 93, 94, 95, 96, 2000, 01, 03, 05, 06, 09, and 10. CBA playing in their 23rd Shore Conference Final. All of this from 1983 and on. They are 16-6 in their appearances prior to today's game. We'll step out, take a quick 60-second timeout. When we come back, I'll have the starting lineups for you. We'll talk about the road to the final for both of these teams and get you set for the starting tip-off, the opening tip-off. We'll do the starting lineups right after this quick 60-second break. You're listening to Shore Conference Basketball on your exclusive home for the SET, the Shore Sports Network. And as we welcome you back in here, getting set for the start of game number two of our championship doubleheader, let's go through the road to the finals for both of these teams. Top-seeded Point Pleasant Beach knocked off Southern in the round of 16, 62-42. Took two overtimes to beat Jackson 51-43 in the quarterfinals, and then extinguished Mattawan in the semifinals 53-39. Their starting lineup, very senior dominated. Just one underclassman in there. That will be number 15, Chris Schifano, who is a 6'2 swingman, plays one of the forward spots. Also in the forward spot, number 24, Noah Yates. He will play as one of the front court guys, 4 Point Beach, 6'5", averaging just over 13 points per contest. Rest of the front court in a one guard, one center, three forward alignment. Dom Ewell on his way to the University of Iowa. Ewell, 6'9", averaging 14.6 points per contest. Jeff Bryant, the man in the middle, the 6'8" senior, averaging just over 7 points per contest. And the lone guard, perhaps the Shore Conference's player of the year, number 3, Matt Farrell, who averages just under 20 points per contest. Farrell, the 6-foot senior, all under the direction of 10th-year head coach Nick Catania. For CBA, their road to the final. They knocked off St. Rose in the round of 16 after an opening round by 61-46. Took out Neptune in the quarterfinals 50-47. And then topped Lakewood in the semifinals 57-47 the other night at Brick Memorial. Their starting lineup will be led by number 33, Robbie Kennedy. Kennedy, the lone guard in the starting lineup. He is the point man, 6'1", senior. Again, wearing number 33. The front court, three forwards. Jack Laffey, number one. He is a 6'3 junior. Be joined by number 20, Louis Polari, the 6'4 senior. Number 23, Chima Akekabor, the 6'5 senior. And number 41, Pat Andre, the 6'7 sophomore. Team's leading scorer, team's leading rebounder. Good stroke from the outside as well. 33s on the season, averaging just under 16 points per contest. Jeff Billett, a former assistant coach here at Monmouth and the former graduate of CBA in one of their heydays in his seventh year. He is the head coach. Point Beach will be in white today. Beach across the chest in red. Red numerals, white shorts. CBA in the dark blue jerseys. Light blue CBA across the chest. Light blue numerals and the dark blue shorts. We'll step out for 60 seconds while they go through the player introductions. Back for the opening tip right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's boys finale brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit buycarls.com.
Now, certainly, Kevin, one of the more storied student sections in the Shore Conference has always been the Colt Crazies, the student section of CBA. And because they are playing the beach, their student section has come very well prepared. This way.
Dressed in summer attire, bathing suits, t-shirts, pretty impressive. Beach has brought its own rooting section, all in red and white, not quite as large. I mean, they are one of the smaller Group 1 schools in the state. Our officials for this game, Derek Gladden, John Warner III, and Lou DeGeorge. As the Point Beach starting lineup being introduced right now. So, the stage is set. Matt, I think what makes this so intriguing is these are not teams that have often played, and certainly not deep into tournaments. I mean, at no point really prior to the last couple of years was Point Beach a team that would play CBA in a semifinal or final of the Shore Conference tournament. So you like matchups that are rarities. You just don't get them all the time, and this is certainly one of those. CBA and Point Pleasant Beach, one school with history in this event as rich as it gets, and the other, well, let's put it this way. Point Beach is actually one of the original schools. Goes way back to, I think, the 30s. Matter of fact, some of their best basketball success, Matt, was even before I was born. That's a long time ago.
In the 30s?
I wasn't going there. You had to do it.
It has become a standing room only capacity crowd here in the MAC. Girls Final brought a good crowd. There weren't many seats to be had. They are lined up around the perimeter of the arena here right now.
And a shout out to Tommy Farrell Jr., the freshman at Stonehill College, Monsignor Donovan graduate, communications major, football player, telling me this week to wish my cousin the best, that being Matt Farrell. Plays a little basketball for Point Beach.
Opening tip, Polari and Uhl, and it is won by CBA, who will start left to right on your radio dial. Ball deflected out early here on a left side pass for Polari. It will be controlled, however, by CBA. Jack Laffey will put the ball in play. Akekabar at the half court line. Akekabar putting it on the deck, going past Bryant. Had his pass rejected in the lane. Ball out of bounds. It'll go to Point Pleasant Beach. First possession here for the Garnet Gulls. They are traveling right to left on your radio dial under the very capable hands in the point guard spot of Matt Farrell. Farrell bouncing it up court, handing off to Yates. Motion offense set here. Yates dribbling around the perimeter from right to left. Here is Uhl breaking his man down. Dribble drive attempt off the mark on the right side. Laffey pulls down the loose ball. Kennedy, quick pass up ahead of the field. Polari driving to the basket, and he is hacked at on his way to the rim. Will go to the line. 4-2.
I believe that'll be on Uhl.
Bryant.
No, Bryant, okay.
Bryant, his first personal foul, first team foul on Point Beach.
First on him, first team foul. And to the line, looking for the first points of the day, the 6'4 senior, Louis Polari.
Headed to the Naval Academy, was our Please Ocean Trophies player of the game the other night in the win over Lakewood.
Second free throw, just like the first, up and in. 2-0, CBA with the early advantage, 40 seconds in to our first quarter. Farrell breaks the timeline with the dribble. Left side flip for Uhl. Hands it off to Schifano. Now for Bryant, top of the key, off on the right sideline for Farrell. Drives baseline, goes underneath the baseline, bouncing for Yates. Back to Farrell in the left corner, checked by Kennedy. Farrell cut off baseline, throws up top for Yates. Bryant comes out the screen, Yates calls him out, and will reset the offense. Point Beach going right at the CBA student section right now. Farrell off on the left wing, Schifano off the screen. Farrell dribbles and resets. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. CBA up 2-0.
And playing great defense on this series.
Here's Yates with a long three. Off the mark, no good. Schifano able to keep it alive. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. Referee will say he was already out when he did it. It'll be CBA basketball. Chris Schifano, the lone junior in the starting lineup for Point Beach, as Farrell will come up and play Kennedy man-to-man all the way up court. Laffey checked by Schifano. Now Akekabar has it. Bryant gives him plenty of space. Polari between the circles, played by Uhl. Uhl, as we mentioned in the player introductions, on his way to the University of Iowa. 6'9 swingman. Very athletic. Now Polari pulls back out. We played two and a little more. CBA up 2-0. Laffey with a long three. Back rim no good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Uhl. Uhl can dribble. He'll bring it up court. You said the other night, Kevin, he's really more of a small forward guy. He can handle the basketball.
Yeah, he really just kind of a do-it-all guy.
Swings inside for Bryant. Ball deflected away. Goes, however, to Schifano. Beach will reset. We played 2 minutes and 40 seconds. 2-0 CBA. Uhl was open from the right side. Will bypass that. Look to drive. Hanging runner. Up and in. Moving to his left. First basket for Dom Uhl.
Passed up the open jumper. Drove down the lane. Got the bounce. And we're tied.
2-2 the score. 5 minutes to go. Turnaround for Pat Andre. Well off the mark. Farrell running with Uhl off the limits. His right side. Good crossover by Farrell. Uhl has it. And we'll pull back out. Farrell at the half-court circle. Stop and pop from way downtown. That's good. That was from 28 feet and straight on the money for Matt Farrell.
Farrell really didn't do a ton offensively, Matt, the other night in the semifinals. Looked more to set things up. Was not aggressive in terms of shooting the ball, but nails that long-range three.
Inside for Akekabar. Able to lose his man and lay it up and in from the right side. 5-4 Beach, 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Uhl will go over and set up against Akekabar at the right elbow. Now Yates might be the unsung guy on this team. Uhl down inside will drive, and we will have a foul. Akekabar and Andre both came together, and it looks like it will be Pat Andre who was whistled for the foul. His first, team's first. Early sub for Point Beach. Jeff Bryan will check out. Michael Fraunheim will come in, a 6-foot junior.
Did some nice things the other night in the semifinal win.
Averaging 6 points per game. Uhl, Yates, Schifano, Farrell, and Fraunheim on the floor.
Neither team especially deep, Matt, but the guys they do bring in can be very productive.
Yates open from the top of the key. Ring that up for Noah Yates. He can hit that shot all day if you let him. Point Beach up 8-4 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Farrell playing Robbie Kennedy all the way up. Nice move to the basket by Kennedy, but he let the layup off the mark a bit. Yates in transition. Skip pass, corner. Fraunheim will bypass the three. Look to drive and is hit hard on his way up. Take your pick, Polari or Kennedy. And it will be Polari who gets whistled for his first, team's second.
His first personal second team foul on CBA. Number 5, Michael Fraunheim at the line.
Fraunheim will go to the line for two shots. First one side rim, no good. Point Beach, a difficult team when you think about defending them, because Uhl can do so much from the outside. You've got Bryant when he's in the game to clog the middle a little bit, and pretty solid three-point shooters in Yates and Farrell. As Fraunheim makes one of two, gives Beach a 9-4 advantage. Akekabar handing off for Polari. Andre coming over to set the screen. Polari played by Yates. Polari crossing over. Help comes. We have a foul up on the top. It'll be on Yates. Called for a hold. His first, team's second. Kennedy looking to put it in play. Throws in for Andre. Now Polari back up top. Yule plays him as part of Point Beach man-to-man defense. Akekabar working hard inside against Fraunheim.
That's a size advantage that CBA has right there. Akekabar really wants the ball.
Can't get him the basketball, though. Fraunheim doing a great job defensively. Referees will talk about it as the ball just went out of bounds. And it will stay with CBA. You know, Kevin Fraunheim used to the contact, probably more known for his football prowess on the field.
He's not afraid to body up. I thought he did a really good job there against Akekabar underneath.
Polari will drive against Yule. Change the shot. Rebound taken down by Fraunheim, who will look to push. Now we'll hand off to Yates. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. 2:35 to go first quarter. Point Beach up 9-4 on CBA. Farrell giving to Schifano. Now hands off to Yule. Around the screen. Will stop and pop from 15. Left side, no good. Akekabar stepping out of bounds. Trying to collect the dribble. Caused again the problems by Fraunheim.
Yeah, pesky play by Fraunheim. You know, speaking of football, we mentioned Yates going to Yale to play football. Matt, I look at him. He was a defensive back for a Group 1 school. The size of him.
He's a big boy, 6'5". And not slight of frame either.
And he led the state in interceptions last year. No wonder why.
Farrell pulling back out, played by Kennedy. Gives to Yule, high post. Around the screen, Farrell bouncing for Yates in the corner. Fraunheim will get called for a travel. And that's the one thing we saw the other night. He will not really shoot the three unless just left wide, wide open.
Yeah.
And he's been left wide open a couple of times. Not comfortable with it. What gets called on the travel with the drive that time.
I tell you, I'm looking at the CBA student section. It's amazing what they're wearing. I mean, it's 25 degrees out. Flip-flops. Some of them, a couple of guys have life preserver vests on.
Here's Polari. Pretty spin move to the rim against Yule. Polari's got four. And it's 9-6 Beach. Akekabar this time will play Yule. Handing off to Farrell. Kennedy keeps him. Crossover going left. Farrell kicks out. Akekabar steals the pass. Going one-on-one on his way to the basket. Lay it up and in with a right hand.
I think Yule was afraid of picking up the foul there. To give Akekabar credit, he just leaned into him and drove to the basket hard.
CBA with a little 4-0 run here to make it 9-8 Beach. Farrell has it. Will stop and pop from the corner. Fading to the baseline. Shot short. Kennedy collects for CBA. Up court quickly. Yates deflects it out of bounds. Pat Andre, the team's leading scorer for CBA. Kevin, haven't really called his name a whole bunch so far here in the first quarter, and we're 7 minutes in.
He's been covered by Yates, and it looks like a lot of times, Matt, he's not even setting up in the low block. He's come out high a few minutes, but really has not gotten the ball in position to score.
First substitution for CBA, Sean Belby into the game, number 15. Nice move against Farrell, but couldn't find the trigger on the layup. Loose ball collected by Belby and then thrown out of bounds. It'll be Beach basketball with 53 seconds to go. Belby, good extra ball handler, replacing Robbie Kennedy. Also into the game for CBA, Evan Gordonier, 6'5 senior off the bench, who averages just under 8 a game, gives Jack Laffey a break. Farrell working for Yates. Stop and pop from the top of the key. Threw up an air ball. Out of bounds.
Take him, Evan.
It'll be Polari this time to bring it up court. Polari will be played by Yule. And now Belby. Looks like CBA will try and hold for one here with the quarter winding down to 20 seconds. Kolari under the watchful eye of Buell. Here comes the double. Akekabar has it. Andre's open from the left side. He'll fire the three. Might have been partially blocked. Well short. Gordon here couldn't hang on to the loose ball. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Beach that will have an opportunity for the last shot. 6.4 remaining. Farrell getting it. Full head of steam now up court. Breaks the timeline. Throws ahead for Yates. Stop and pop from the right side. Another air ball. Put back attempt. No good by Schifano. Yule had it. His shot was good, but not before the buzzer sounded. Point Beach with a 9-8 advantage after the first quarter of play. Spirited game so far. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with the start of quarter number two right after this on the Shore Sports Network.